we spoke about cooking and all kind of bishul. We say bishul by the sun, by cooking. What's called bishul? And we spoke about en bishul ahar bishul. What's about bishul ahar afiyah, bishul after bait, and so on. Now we'll take a different subject. One of the tal melachot, tal, when I say tal, you know what does mean tal? Tet lamed. Tet is 9, lamed 30. But they don't say lat melachot. Really it is 39. They're supposed to say lamed tet, lat. They don't say. Why? Because lat in Aramaic, that's the translation of the word kelala in Hebrew.
Isn't that light?
Lit. Or lit or lat. It could be without your two.
Did you say layit Allah or something like that?
Layit Ali. Layit Ali means a verb, kelelotu. But lit is kelala. They don't want to use the word that means kelala in Arabic. They say tal. Tal is good. Because talat hiya, tal is do, brings only life. And they say that in the future when the metim will live again, all the dead people, how they would live, Kadosh Baruch Hu will bring tal on them and do that they will live again. Tal, they call it tal atahiyah. That we azat Hashem will be witnessing the time that the tal will come and bring all the tahiyat amitim. Now, as I say, one of the tal melachot, of 39 melachot, is called borer. Borer is bet vav resh resh. You can't take a sifter and sift the thing that will stain the
good,
the garbage, and you will have the good things. That's called borer. And borer, not necessarily only with the sifter, you can also do it with your hands. Pick up the things. The rule is like this. You can't use any tool, any sifter, or any kind of thing to separate between the good and the bad. But with your hand, sometimes it's permitted, sometimes it is forbidden. When is it forbidden? When, if it is pisolet mitoch ochem, you take the bad out and you leave the good, that's bad. That's hayab mitah. If a person does it on Shabbat. Now we're not talking just like that is so forbidden. One of tal melachot, you take the pisolet out, is hayub, hayab hatat b'shogeg, b'mezid, there is hayub mitah, there isn't. If a person, I'll come to the examples and everything, if a person will pick up the ochel, mitoch pisolet, he takes the good ones to eat it, it depends. If he's taking it in order to eat it now, yes, but if he takes it in order to leave it for later, it's not allowed. How much later? How much sooner? What do you call soon? What do you call late? Within an hour, it's called soon. If he is going to pay, not necessarily to wait during the time of the meal, he can do it up to 1 hour. As long as he will start his meal within an hour, later on, even if it will last 6 hours, doesn't matter. That his meal will start within the hour from the time that he picked it up, it's okay. That's called le'altar. Le'altar means miyad, that he is going to eat it soon, immediately. Immediately, not necessarily in the first minute, second minute. They give him time up to 1 hour. If you'll start within the hour to eat from it, it's good. That's called borer ochel mitoch pesolet le'altar. It's good. Borer ochel mitoch pesolet, not le'altar, for later. In the morning, he's doing it for the afternoon meal. Bad. It's again hayab. If borer pesolet mitoch ochel, even for right away, it's hayab. It's no good. This is not allowed. I repeat the principal thing. What is borer? Borer, if you are doing with a keli, is not allowed. If you do it with your hand, that's what we're talking about. If it is borer pisolet mitoch ochel, absolutely wrong.
Never.
If you are borer ochel mitoch pisolet, it depends. If you do it for right away, which is up to 1 hour, it's permitted. More than that will be again assumed.
How could women prepare food then?
Huh?
How could the women prepare the food?
What's prepare what? You prepare food for a borel?
But sometimes you're peeling, you're this, you...
They will come to it for peeling this borel or not. I didn't go to the examples. That's it. Yeah. We are talking now, you have two different things that mixed.
Yeah. Ochem episode only la'atar.
La'atar, yeah.
Only.
Only. Now this is in principle. What is borel? A question in the books. Suppose I picked up the things, and I had in mind to eat it afternoon. I did it in the morning for afternoon, which is not a lot. But after I finished, I changed my mind. I'm going to eat it right away. Did I do the issur, or I already corrected it? I ate it. In fact, I didn't leave it. Is melacha or not? You say retroactive, shows that it was no melacha. I did it, but I ate it right away. Is he still hayab or not? Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Hayab at the time of the Mahshava.
Very good. Melechet Mahashevet, that's the Torah. And just like you come and say, you cooked, and they say, oh, I don't care for cook. I change it to let it go to what it was before. Now, I'll cool it off, I'll make it cold, and I'll eat it cold. No, the bishul is done already. He boiled water. I say, I won't use it all hot. I'll wait till it will cool off. We'll go back to what it was. The issur is nasa. It was done. You can, same thing here. Once he had in mind to eat it afternoon, and he did it, even though later on he comes to do it, it's a matter of big discussion in the books about it. But the conclusion, but this is forbidden. He said, how about if he did it, did make the borel, said he's going to eat it right away, and then he left it, and then he ate it right away. What would be? You apply the same thing? But that's what? He says, mutar?
It should be the same thing.
Should be the same thing. What?
The Mahshava.
Mahshava. No. But there is Issur de Rabbanan.
Yeah, that's the...
Very
yeah.
Good. There
so
is
he
no,
shouldn't come to do that on purpose.
There is no Hiyuv from the Torah. But there is Issur de Rabbanan. Very good. Now, that means, this is in principle, what is Borer? But there is many questions against it from different Gemara or different them. I answer them. That's what we call Pilpul of Rabbis. The rabbi wrote this book. He wrote other books. He wrote Ben Ish Hai, of course. He wrote Od Yosef Hai. Od Yosef Hai, he wrote one Od Yosef Hai Alachot. One Od Yosef Hai Derashot. He wrote Benayahu, which we don't have it today. It's missing. We have Ben Yoyada from here.
Ben Yahu, isn't that on the Gemara somewhere?
Ben Yahu, name of a person in the Nevi'im. Ben Yahu was the chief of staff of David HaMelech.
And what is his book on?
It's written in the Gemara Berachot, his name. That he was the head of Sanhedrin. Ben Yahu, Ben Yoyada.
No, but the book that he wrote was on what subject?
No, Ben Yoyada is on the Gemara. Ben Yahu, we're missing Teshuvot, response. Then he has Ben Ishai. Then he has Ben Ishail. Both is a big discussion in Gemara. And also the Rashot, two Ben Ishail he has. Then he has Rabbi Ali. Then he has Mikab Tzier. The Rabbi Ali we have. That is the most important book that we have from this rabbi today. There is four volumes, all Teshuvot, the sponsor. One of his teshuvot is about this. We borer ochem toch besoret, or borer pesom toch ochem, with these things that we said, that he taught something else and he did something else, in fact. What will be? And he showed us his greatness in that book, Rabbi Adim. And he wrote, and you should see his approach. How does he analyze everything? What does he bring from Gemarot, from all over, here and there, and he brings? The man was genius. The biggest genius man that we had in our time. That is Rab Pe'alim. He had book Mikabtzi'el. He write that in his book Mikabtzi'el, he did much more than Rab Pe'alim. Because always he refers, he said, I am B'Sifri Mikabtzi'el, Mashochahti, what I proved. And this book, the rabbis, that they saw it in Baghdad, they say, was the biggest book. Each volume is very, very large, responsive.
You don't have it anymore?
The deepest thing, it's very difficult to understand. That's only if a person, great rabbi, will understand what he's writing. And this book disappeared. Rab Pe'alim they have, Mikabtzi'el is not there. And one rabbi told me, when I was young, he lived 100 years, Yehoshua Sherban in Yerushalayim. He said, Rabbi, he tells me like this, I saw the book. It's amazing, what a book. But the last time we saw it was a week. It was in the Midrash of the rabbi. Passed by from Europe. Came some Ashkenazi, came from Europe, and he saw it in the Midrash, and he opened it, was a manuscript. He was looking in it, read it, and then the man left Baghdad, and he went. When he left, the book disappeared, we didn't find it. They started, the rabbis, they were suspecting that he took it with him. They don't know. But they didn't find it anymore. That's the book, Mikabtzi'el. No one knows, that's the ways of God, we don't know, for some reason. But one, he wrote certain books that never put his name on it. He didn't want people to know. He called the book Torah Lishma. That wouldn't be known, that's been his name, Torah Lishem Torah. And giving also questions and answers on Jewish laws. And later on, it was told, after he passed away, his family, Torah Lishma, was written by him. He didn't want people to know him. He wrote a book when he was young, maybe 18 years of age. He wrote a book called Rab Berachot. It's amazing also. He wrote many, many books. And they put a list of all the books that he wrote. Today they reprinted his books. And his books, they write the list of all the books that he wrote. Some lovers, they wrote introduction of his greatness. Even Ben Ish Hai, that's written in English, I wrote an introduction to it too. And that described a lot of his greatness, this rabbi. We wrote the introduction in English, because that book, Ben Ish Hai, they wrote a little bit of the Ben Ish Hai, pure parashiyot, became very large volume. You saw it? You have it?
Yeah, I have it.
Yeah.
First volume.
Yeah, do you understand it?
Most of it.
How many volume?
One, only one.
There didn't come only one. There will come more, I don't know. They were planning to publish more. If they don't buy it, it doesn't go through. If there was a demand, big demand, it will go.
I'll buy it.
You bought one already.
I'll buy the whole thing.
You buy the whole thing.
Each volume. How many volumes were there?
Big money. I said they bought few parashiyot only. There is all parashiyot of the Torah. There is double all the parashiyot of the Torah. That means there is over 100 parashiyot. And there is there over maybe 3-4 parashiyot in one volume. Figure. How many set, you know, Ma'am Lo'ez, there is a set of books. Something will be said of Ben Ish Hai in English. Here there is this, it's the whole Ben Ish Hai. Doesn't make too much. It's all the 50 parashiyot here. In Hebrew, right away, short, but in English they had to explain, to translate. I personally didn't like certain places of translation, because I thought it gives a different impression of the meaning. But in general, it's good. A person who doesn't know the Hebrew. Well, even those that they know the Hebrew, it's hard for them to read this, to understand it. Now, if a person, not necessarily when we say borer, food from the things that there is, not food, something mixed, like small parcels of dirt or something, not necessarily. Could be there is two kinds of food. But there is a food that you want to eat, there's a food you don't want it, and you want to remove it. The one that you remove it, called, that's no good, because you don't want it. Shmansra. You know what it means? That's called, this you call it pisolet, even though it's not pisolet. It's food. But in comparison to that, because you don't want it, you want that one. This because, and therefore, when you eat, you're supposed to take the one you want to eat and leave the one you don't want to eat. But will come, many times you'll ask me, oh boy, all right, we eat watermelon. There's the pits. We don't want the pits. I can't take the pits out in order to... No, we can. The halacha, we can. Why? Because this is the kuvekach. This is the way of eating. And do the way of eating, it's okay. But some, they wouldn't do it. Hasidut. They made the halacha is not. It's mutar. But they come, yeah, they don't want. They are careful. They want to eat only. And then, oh, they eat it with the pit, and then they go without. No. They don't want to pick it up. It's not asur. Is that clear? But there's some that tell them, do it like that. Don't do it, come. You say, I'm going to pick up all of them, put them aside. No. Do it like the piece that you eat, throw those bits, and you take it. Then this is only, by the way, we came to another principle. If you eat the food, that this is the way of eating it, it's not called borer. It's okay. Okay?
So, look, if you take, like, a strainer.
No, no, you can't use a strainer.
You can't, like, put grapes in it and wash the grapes in this even.
No, you can't. Strainer, that's borer. Finish.
So if you're going to wash the grapes, you put them in your hand and you run them under the water.
Yeah, you wash it in the water without straining. The part that you put into the water. But you don't strain it. Strainer you cannot use. That's right, it's good. Sometimes there is a strainer that you can use. Take, they used to have water, for example. They wanted to strain the water. If you strain the water, you can't drink the water without straining. That's called borer. But you can drink it. But you want to make sure to make it cleaner. As long as you can drink it, it's not called borer. Then you can... They used to strain it with a piece of cloth, something. Or they take water, he doesn't want to drink the water, he's afraid.
So
that? He put a piece of cloth on it and he drinks it through the cloth. It's okay. That is certain thing, but if you know for sure that there's wrong things in it and you're straining it, it's not allowed.
That's Yain Silulin and all that, right?
Huh?
That's Yain Silulin and all that.
Very good.
Shin Yutet, right?
Achurin Tzanin, yeah. Shin Yutet? Yeah, very good. Very good.
My son had a test on it. He asked me to help him. I hope I didn't mess him up.
Okay.
But I remember.
If a person did make borer, which is not allowed, he took it pisolet from the ochel, or ochel, topsed, or in the man, to leave it for later. This cannot be used anymore for him. If he did it, forever. Just like cooking that we read before. He does the melacha, he can have it forever, the one who does it. Others can have it after Shabbat. But how long it takes to make the borer? Half an hour? He has to wait half an hour after Shabbat. Not to get benefit from work that was done on Shabbat. Okay? Now, this goes what you said. You made an orange. You'll take the peel out the shell out, it's okay. This is the Recha Chilato. But many times some, they come, you know, they take garlic. They take other things. They want to take shells out. They prepare it for later. They sit on the only if you are going to have, again, the altar within that time that we said of an hour. Sometimes a person, he comes, he has fruit. There's two kinds of fruit. And he wants to pick up one kind out because he wants to eat one thing only. He wants to take the one he's not going to eat. Even though this is a food, it's considered like a solid because this is the part that he doesn't want. Therefore, he should take which one?
The one he wants.
The one that he wants to eat, not the one that he doesn't want.
I said, I know he likes the fruit I'm going to take out. So can I take him? And he's going to eat it right away. Can I take out the fruit and give it to him? And he eats it right away, and I eat the one I'm going to eat right away?
That's a good question. There's two different people. One wants to eat this one, one to eat this one. Then both of them are considered ochel. This is a good question then. It wouldn't be pisolet. Very good. It wouldn't be pisolet. It's just you are taking it for him to eat. Now, both are ochel. Very good. Then, sometimes you come and say, Rabbi, we have here the, what do you call that? Today what we eat always, the Syrian people.
Meshi.
No.
During the Meshi.
And nuts. The nuts that's open a little bit.
The pistachio.
It is open already. And you're opening it all. It's okay. There is nothing wrong. You finish it and you eat. No, it's not asur. It's okay. That's derech achilato, it's called.
Banana, the same thing.
Yeah.
First thing you take off is the pisolet.
That's right. Derech achilato is mutar.
Oh, something in the outer part to get to the inner. Because the outer is no good to eat. In other words, you're talking about...
That's right, but this is the way to do it.
Okay, well, yeah.
The manner of eating.
Same thing there is, you're eating meat. You eat fish. And then the fish, there is bones.
You take the bones out.
The meat, you can take the bones out and eat it. Even though the bones are pisolet. That's derech achilato, that you remove the bones and you eat the meat. It's okay. Some Ashkenazim forbid that, some books of Ashkenazim. But the halacha is mutar. It's not asur.
The Ashkenazim eat that kind of fish, like the whitefish and herring and all that. They eat it with the bones. And I mean, during the week. I'm saying that derech achila is.
So yeah. Before.
Then they take everything out. I mean, they.
No, they eat even the bones. Right? They swallow it also.
Yeah,
because the bone is very soft, sure.
I'm finicky, I think I'll be a little more
when you eat sardines,
well,
do you ever eat sardines?
We don't eat sardines, Rabbi.
As little as possible because of the bones.
That's about it.
But sardines, they eat with the bones.
Yeah, they eat with the bones, yeah.
Sure. There's nothing wrong with the bones. The bones are just like
they're very soft. If you bite on them,
yeah.
They crumble.
That's what we say.
Snack, crackle, and pop.
Some they tell you, I have a cup of drink. All of a sudden something falls in it. I want to take that thing out. It becomes pisolet. He doesn't want to have that cup of wine to throw it. This thing that sometimes depends. Some people, a fly will come in. I throw the whole thing. The Gemara said, there are three different people. There's a person that a fly will go in, he will take the fly, will suck it. And very, very that this they will drink the wine. Some people don't want to, you know, he will throw the fly and will use the wine. Some Don't tell the whole wine. It's most of people today. The Gemara brings this mashal on a person with his wife.
And can we come up married with the wife?
A person with his wife. If she goes with somebody else. That means some people, they don't let their wife talk to anyone too much. As Shema Israel, if she spoke to someone, he wants to divorce her. Raising the roof. Some know that I just say. She's going to talk with her family, with the father, to make an issue out of it. And some, they don't care. She'll go, dog, not don't go, go on the beach with someone else. He said that is, that he will suck the fly and go with that. That's what they compare it in the Gemara. Now, if a person, we go back to this, fell. If it is floating, it goes in. Doesn't matter, it's not called Borea. But if it goes, something else goes deep and he has to begin to take it. That again here, takes the pistolet, it's not allowed. Depend what it is. I'm not going to talk about flies. I don't know.
So what do you do?
Pull something that he doesn't want it there.
What would you do?
What about an ice cube?
You have the drink on the table?
Yes, all the drinks I am going to drink, it's yours. I'll throw it.
No, Rabbi, that's interesting. If they serve you a soup.
Get the dog. Yeah, come
and the
away.
Soup has the croutons floating on top.
The what?
The croutons. You know, they have the little, like the cubes of bread in the soup.
Yeah.
And they're
like mandel bread.
Huh?
They call it mandel bread.
Not
those cubes, the small ones.
Well, toasted
the
bread.
Yeah.
In the soup, they put it in the soup like an onion soup. It's floating on the top and you can see it. You can take that out if you don't want it?
That's right. If it is floating,
right on
it's
the top?
Not good. Yeah. But don't do it too much. That's the problem. If you come and take, you pick up a lot of them,
yeah.
And that you are already, it's considered the things that you don't want again.
All these nuts
and you leave it in the plate.
Yeah, that's
like
the easiest.
It's okay.
That's all right. It's the easiest.
Nothing.
Rabbi, what about an ice cube? If you put ice cube in, say it's too cold, like you have too much ice in there.
No, that doesn't matter. The ice cube and the water, that's water. The ice cube is considered water. You take part of the water out and you have part of the water. That's the same thing. It's not considered boil. Because the ice cube is water. Yeah. It's not considered borer. Now, of course, we spoke up to now borer about food, but not necessarily borer only in food. We think only in food. Person comes, he has wardrobe, he has the whole clothes. He wants to classify his clothes that he doesn't want them. He takes the ones that he doesn't want them, put them away, he wants only those that he may use today, you know, leave them alone. But he takes the one that he doesn't want. That's borer pisolet from the good ones. That's no good. You should take only what he wants, not what he doesn't want. Or you save, you have certain things, different colors. You want to take this color out, not to get mixed with it. He doesn't want these colors. It's all the colors that he doesn't want. Puts them on the side, different place, and they leave the one he wants. Again, that's borer pisolet from the good, the no good from the good. He's not supposed to do that. This is something very strange that people never think of, that there is. Why do we say, Kol ha-shomer Shabbat ke'elchato, natnim lo nahala beli metzarim. If a person will keep the Shabbat according to the halacha, he gets the biggest reward from Hashem without limit. But everybody is Shema Shabbat. And then he gets Nahala B'li Mitzarim. They say, what's Nahala B'li Mitzarim? Why they go unlimited? Because when God blessed Abraham, he told him, I'll give you the land. He told him, Ki et kol ha'aretz asher ata ro'eh, lecha eten ne'enam zaracha. So you see the land that you see? All this land that you see, I'll give it to you and your children. What he sees, what he doesn't see, no. He said, when came to Yitzhak, he told him what I promised your father, that promise will be done to you. came to Yaakov, didn't tell him that. Gave him a different blessing. Said, Ufaratzta, you will be spread all directions. Yama, Betzafona, Kedma, Venegva. He said, with me. You will go all directions, will spread all over. That means he didn't give a limit. This is what you see, whatnot. All over. Till the end of the west, the end of the east, end of the south and the north.
So now you're going to connect.
That is Nahalat Yaakov Avinu, it's called. And we read it from the Pasuk. Im Tashiv v'Shabbat Aglecha. Asot hafatzecha v'yom kodshim. If you would do the right thing on Shabbat, not to do with your feet the wrong things. What wrong things that a person does with his feet?
Running.
To go, running. But running is not, not travel. Running is through the Rabbanan. But if you go out of the home, he can go only 2,000 amot out of the city. He goes more, but halul Shabbat. Now, tashiv m'shabbat v'alecha. Asot hafatzecha v'yom kodshim. Not to do things of your own on Shabbat. V'karat ala Shabbat onim. You respect the Shabbat. V'kedosh Hashem mechubad. Different clothes. Lo yeh malbushcha shel Shabbat k'malbushcha shel hol. He's a mechanic. He has that uniform on Shabbat. I mean. What kind of person is this? That's the Kedosh Hashem Mechubad. V'chibadito me'asot derachecha. Where you walk, where you don't walk. V'chibadito me'asot me'metzo hapsecha. Go to check on your places, your business. V'daber davar, the bush and hol. If you do all this, as titanak al Hashem, Kedosh Baruch Hu will let you enjoy your life. I'll put you on the highest level. That means a person becomes an important person among his society. And then, I'll give you the Nahala of Yaakov. What do you mean, Nahala of Yaakov? Means without limit. The way I blessed Yaakov, that you will have the Nahala without limit, you will be also blessed, unlimited blessing. Be Hashem deber, Hashem promising this. That's why we say, they talk about when Shomer Shabbat, Kelchato, perfect. Yeah, that's why I say many times, the yardstick to measure how much of a Jew is a person, is you say how much of a Shomer Shabbat is. If he is 100%, he's 100% a Jew. He's 80% a Jew. I tell them many times, then a person should think for himself how important the Shabbat is. This would say, we're talking about how careful a person, why do you come and say, Boreh, what's wrong? Rob, don't they, really? I never thought this is a suit. Sometimes I spoke to some people, I never thought this is a suit. Shema said, I was almost myself going to come to make this machshor. All of a sudden, a rabbi came, was a guest in my house. My wife made salad. You know, over here in Syrian people make salad. They put parsley. They found right away, I was told the rabbi cannot eat parsley. For some reason, no good for his health. I was going to, I said, no. I held myself back. I'll go and pick up all the parsley that is in this place out. That's Borup is solid mitochochem. The thing that he doesn't want, we cannot. And what should we do? I took the spoon, I started taking the salad that he will eat, will add that, to put in a different plate. To put the one that he's going to eat, not the one that he's not. But I almost was going to do it because spontaneously, the first minute, you think, okay, he doesn't want it, he'll take it. You can do that. That's what I'm saying. We all can make a mistake. That's why it's important to know the laws that a person will come.
I have no problem. I need anything. Like, in fact.
That's a bigger problem.
Why?
You don't eat and you do it.
No, I can't do it.
You do it for others.
No.
I'll bring a can of sardines for you.
I need sardines.
There he is.
No, that's not borel. That's already libun. It's a different thing. Cleaning.
No, like a piece of dirt in the lint, not like to clean, like, but like a piece of dirt, like just like a thread or something.
That just has to do with kibbutz.
Even a thread?
Well, depend. That's not borel. It's not borel.
It's on the surface. Well,
it's not borel. But the truth is not even kibbutz. But there is sometimes, you can say, there's a lot of grease or something. But otherwise they won't poke you as a piece of cloth. Put in water and you drink. That's already kibbutz. This is a problem. This is not other things, not a problem. The problem is when they do that, person has a new suit and that, he comes to a party, he comes there to the table, all of a sudden he doesn't want to stay with the dirt. So he takes the napkin he wants, he takes a little water to clean it. This is a problem, woman. It's very hard. And sometimes a person has food here and mixed with something he doesn't want to eat. But he has his dog over there. He wants to feed it to the dog.
Hey, pooch.
When he wants to feed it, what he wants to feed it to the dog, that's the food, that's not pisolet already. If he has in mind to take it to feed the dog, that's borel ochel. The other one becomes pisolet. He doesn't want to give it to the dog. This he wants to give the dog. It's okay. Now.
Well, for you and one for me. Was he going one for you, one for me?
No.
Well, this is a fly dryer that we drink here. Oh, the dog's there, and there's a fly in here. How do you give it to that? Are you allowed to do that or no?
No.
It's a sin. If you had a wine, you're on Shabbat, and by accident, a fly goes in there. Are you allowed to give it to your dog? Seriously. You're allowed to give it to your dog? If you're drinking, you're saying, when I put a gaff in, you say, I don't want, all of a sudden a fly goes into your drink.
Let me see. You have to know one thing. I just said what is called ochel was pesolet. Sometimes you want to eat part, and part goes to the animals.
Yeah.
But now you don't know which one is the ochel, which one's the pesolet.
Well, which one's the man,
because
which one's the animal.
You want this. You are selecting what I'm going to eat. Also, the other part I want to give to the animals. Which one would be called ochel? Which one would be called pesolet?
The fly would be the ochel.
Depend what is the majority.
But his question is give the whole thing to the...
That's what I was asking.
What?
Are we allowed to give the whole thing to the dog?
Why not?
Why not? You say, put up your gift, also a fly goes in. What are you going to start giving to the dog?
He didn't have on that course.
Yeah.
Why not? The dog wants to eat that.
Yeah, see, I was going to have a yam come on too.
The dog doesn't care when eating the fly.
So is that a beracha in vain?
Unless you have a dog which is as a human being nature.
Is that a prayer in vain or no?
Huh?
Is that beracha?
Oh, you said beracha on it?
Yes, and you said put it up in a gefen also.
And you saw it?
Yeah, also, after that, you know, you said the last beracha, also a fly goes in there.
After the beracha, before you drank.
Right.
Suck it and give it to him.
Suck it? No way. Hey, Kev, come here. So what are you supposed to do?
Put your finger in the wine. Taste the wine, that won't be berachal batara.
Okay.
With the fly
then give it to him.
Yes, yeah. The fly then.
Yeah, what?
Like a gnat.
He's not touching the fly. He's
touching the wine. Yeah, but don't you got to have at least... a mouthful?
You'll pour more wine. After. You'll throw
that
cup and take more wine.
That you made a beracha for him.
What am I going to do? You're supposed to have a mind before the beracha. So I'm going to say, oh, listen, if a fly comes in here, I'm going to taste it, and the rest of the wine you can have. I love it. Is that okay with you? If the door goes like this, I know I'm going nuts.
Enough anyway.
Calm down, let the boy conduct his work.
I let my sister's bird go get it. Spanky will do good work on the fly.
Not really.
Maybe. A person, sometimes, he can make whatever. He has here water, or has another drink. And at the bottom, there is certain things that he doesn't want it. He can take it with a glass, or the whatever it is, a container that is, pour it into a glass, provided he will leave at the bottom a little bit of the drink with the things. That's not called borer. You take the thing, even though you are, now with this, you know, many times there are those thick things stay at the bottom. You're pouring it, but you should not pour the whole thing and leave
only
the bottom by
it's
itself.
Because
now you already made certain tohoche. Therefore, you leave some of the drink over there, and you can do that. Otherwise, you can't do it. There is, in the Oriental countries, here you don't get. You buy yogurt, go to the store, ready-made, but in our time, in Israel, and all over the Middle East, they made the yogurt at home. They don't, I don't know if here they make it, some people, but we did made it ourselves. We take the milk, or they de-warm it, then they put it, and they put something in it, a little bit from yogurt of yesterday, put it, overnight it becomes yogurt. It becomes more
solid.
Sour and solid, not liquid, because before you take the milk, it's liquid. Becomes like the yogurt looks. Now, this yogurt, that's still wet, isn't so? Because it's mixed many times with water. What do? They throw the water out. Now, when you throw the water out, is it solid or not?
No.
Yeah.
The leaven, that they do it?
No, because there's still more in there.
Right.
There's still a little bit of liquid in there.
Sounds good.
So you didn't completely empty it out. You still left a little bit in there.
You don't see it. It's evenly distributed.
But the stuff not because of that.
Really, my fact is, even if you don't pour it, you can eat the whole thing. The whole thing is considered ochel. So you're a separate part of the ochel from ochel. It's not solid. Do you understand? But if really you know this is a solid, this became solid enough that the other one is a solid, there won't be right to do
it. What do you mean ochel from ochel? Because we said if you had two different kinds of
liquid,
you can't separate.
No, but this is usually they eat it with the
yogurt. In other words, ochel from the sense that it's part of it.
Now he's got me in the mood for Syrian cheese.
Sometimes when they do Syrian cheese, as you said, that's true. You make the cheese, how they, you know,
this
they put it
the
in
water drain out.
Very special, what they call cheesecloth. Cheesecloth.
Oh, yeah. That.
Yeah.
Does your mother do that?
Yeah.
Cheesecloth. Now, this cheesecloth, you put it, and goes, the water goes out.
How's that a solid season?
This water is absolutely solid. Definitely. That's you don't eat together. This is what, to be careful. You don't take to take the water when it is still in the cloth. You want sometimes to squeeze it, that's definitely so. But even to take this out, right away that there is the water, you want to pour it out, you can. This is, they can't have it. Because this is absolutely solid. Some people, they make that laban. Remembering now, when we were young, what they do. They make the laban. They put it out of Shabbat. And by itself, gets done overnight. They come in the morning, they eat it. This is okay. But he comes in the morning, he says, ooh, what happened here? And it didn't become, it's still liquid. Why must be there is too much liquid in it? It throws a little bit of liquid on Shabbat in order to become harder. It's wrong already. You cannot do it in Shabbat in the morning. I remember that we used to have the best yogurt that they used to make. You see, like today, the leaven, they call it, that comes from, they say, Jerusalem style. They tell you, use leaven Yerushalmi. They sell me Mahadrin. See the leaven? The leaven is different, tastes better than the yogurt.
It's very thick.
It's much better than the yogurt here. And there, still is not as good as the one we used to have when we were young. Why? It's known will never be the taste as good as the milk of goat's milk. They used to take many, many families. They used to have a goat in the backyard just for this. Every day they milk the goat. They take that milk. They make it leaven. The following morning, they sit down on the breakfast. There is that leaven. It's something exceptional. It's nobody can have something to beat this kind of thing. They used to have it. Of course, as I said, if it will be somewhere they want to throw it, they'll be solid more than he's doing wrong. Okay. Some people, they put what they call junket. Can you do that on Shabbat?
No. I don't think so.
To put the junket in the milk? Of course not. Because then you are doing the act of that makes it solid. But you can do it on Shabbat. You can do it Erev Shabbat.
What is that called, Rabbi?
What? That's a junket. There is
no.
Ma'amid. Ma'amid. Makshe oto. Makshe oto. Like what? That bone. Now,